Let me just start by asking you what you think about Governor Scott's decision to reject the high-speed rail money and the tens of thousands of potential jobs it would have brought with it.
Honestly, I think it's the worst public policy decision I've seen in my 20 years of working in the public interest here in the state of Florida. You know, it just boggles the mind that the governor would seemingly put his ideology and sort of an ongoing vendetta against the president and playing politics with an issue so important to our economy and our quality of life like high-speed rail.
And tell us a little bit about Progress Florida, what your group does.
We are a statewide organization that's working to build a more progressive Florida. We have about 104,000 Floridians in our network from Key West to Pensacola, mostly engaging on the internet on various campaigns to hold our elected officials' feet to the fire and make sure that the public interest is being represented and not just the wealthy corporate special interests. So we do a lot of media work, networking with leading progressive organizations and leaders, and online organizing to make a difference.
Okay, so now tell us about the Awake the State action. That I'm not sure if that's the right word, but tell us about what you have planned for March 8th, which is also the start of the new legislative session in Tallahassee.
Yeah, so you know, Awake the State is this massive statewide mobilization of everyday Floridians who are just sick and tired of seeing the direction that Governor Scott and his allies in the legislature and the legislative leadership are taking this state. They're moving Florida backwards, not forward. They're cutting services, they're cutting key infrastructure, they're cutting education, they're cutting environmental protection, cutting. At the same time, they give huge tax breaks to the wealthiest corporations and wealthiest individuals in our state. And Awake the State is just that. We need to awake the public and the voters to the fact that our state is moving in the wrong direction, and this is a one day where you can come out and make your voice heard.
And now it's going to take place all over the state, correct? It's not going to be like Wisconsin where everyone's going to gather in Tallahassee. What was the thought behind that?
You know, the neat thing about Awake the State is it's just this totally grassroots, organic entity that's really taken on a life of its own. So you're exactly right. There's going to be rallies and marches and mobilizations happening all across the state. And people can go to awakethestate.com and find the closest rally or event or press conference that they should come out to that's nearest them. And there's tools on that website at awakethestate.com where people can start their own rally. So this is not about the like Madison, Wisconsin, where we're going to surround the Capitol in Tallahassee. No, it's more important what's happening in our local communities, and that's going to make a bigger difference than being up in Tallahassee on that day. Although Tallahassee is going to have its own great rally as well. The most important thing is that people need to speak up and make their voices heard. Our democracy is suffering in this state. The reason why these elected officials can do things like kill high-speed rail is because they don't think anyone's paying attention, and they don't think they're going to be held accountable. That's the reason they can try to put oil rigs 3 miles off our coastline. That's the why they can cut health care for the poor and elderly and children. So this is one day where you can make your voice heard at awakethestate.com.